From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama arrives today in Nairobi, Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. Amina Mohamed is Kenya's foreign minister.
For us, it's a defining moment. It truly is a defining moment. It's the first time that an American sitting head of state is visiting our country. It hasn't happened in the 52 years of independence, you know. So it's really a big and huge moment for us.
On Sunday, Mr. Obama will travel up the Rift Valley to become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. He's expected to meet with the prime minister and address the African Union, which is headquartered in Addis Ababa. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter meeting with Kurdish leaders during an unannounced visit to the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have emerged as one of the most capable forces in the battle against the Islamic State militants in northern Iraq's Kurdish region and in neighboring Syria. U.S. is providing security assistance to the Peshmerga. Turkey says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, further expanding its involvement in the battle against the militants. The strikes come a day after reports suggested Turkey will let U.S. fighter planes use a base in Turkey to attack the militants. A new report is finding that the U.S. military mistakenly shipped live anthrax samples to dozens of labs for more than a decade. The Defense Department released the information, a report on Thursday saying anthrax spores did not pose a risk to the general public. Contact with live anthrax could lead to a flu-like disease and maybe death. This is VOA News.